Do you think so, guys? I don't think we need Bob.
Go a lot better without him.
Me too. Goes faster.
Or at least it seems that way.
Yeah.
Yes, he's going to be here the rest of the day today.
Probably. Okay.
All right.
You need me?
When I get to talking to John Heiser, I may need you. I may need you to start. I may have you write something up if with the permission.
Oh, do we want him to write? We do want Bob to help proof that letter, right?
You can.
For the state tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jillian's got it.
All right. Just.
I don't want to change now. Just.
No.
Don't change the content.
Just. I got you.
Okay. And put all three of us to sign it. We'll scare them to pieces, I bet.
Yeah, they'll be trembling in their boots.
That was a big joke.
So was Mike.
You guys got the email that I sent you, I assume. And
yes, sir?
You did.
I got it.
Okay.
I looked at it last week.
I made a list of things that we really probably should look at, and I don't know what kind of decisions you want to make, but one that comes to my mind that would be, other than you need to make several salary decisions, and the salary decisions I know Donna could talk to at least one of you because I heard her call one of you. She, when I went and put things in just as they were, same pay raises right where they were, she right now has a lady that's laid off. She wants to bring her back for elections, so she needs to include some amount for that. I talked to Sheila. Sheila right now has one that is working in her office that will not be working all year next year. And I can't remember what she told me she would budget, you know, less than the full amount. And those, when I put those in, I do those by formula so they come across as, and not those part-timers, I try to take those into consideration, all of them I know about, but some of them I don't know about, so.
So, I didn't talk to Donna. Who talked to Donna?
Donna talked to me at the.
Okay.
But we never talked about anything about that. We talked about she made a mistake, so that was what she talked about. You got it, Jim?
What do you got?
Those are notes she wanted me to present to you. That's her cell phone number on the top of that one.
Oh, that's her. That's Chuck's in here. That was the name. Uh-oh. Rick, do you need this? Is Rick need this? Is that for you?
It's okay.
If you got one, there you go. Thanks.
I think she's very willing to talk to you on the cell phone if you want to call her.
Okay, now Rick, this goes along with what you said. You sent an email saying you'd made a mistake and it was concerning Donna's deal?
No, this is different. This may have that in there. Because actually what I had done is I had the wrong person as part-time. And I corrected that. It made about $2,000 difference or something like that. So right now hers is that. Jim, you have that latest one, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Just turn it on.
Okay. And her salaries right now are $167,916.80.
What code are you looking at? Not 102. 102.
102.
Okay.
She puts all of her salaries in 102.
Okay.
And
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Actually, last year you approved her to spend $175,134.40. So that difference is probably the part-time person that's not there right now. And she would like to have that added back in, but again, you know, she's done some things. If you look at payroll changes, she's one of those that's given a couple of raises at different times.
Okay, hold on. I don't show 175. What'd you say? I show we approved 155 in 09 for Department 102?
Uh-huh.
On your worksheet, it shows that we approved 155.
Is that you that's up there, or you?
That's him.
Okay. Look in 102.
Would you go to tab
102? 102. The 155 is the actuals, Jim.
Okay.
Look under the approved. 09 approved. One more column back.
So
sorry.
175.
So gotcha. Okay.
So you got.
I see. I
took me a while to figure out where you're at, but
yep. Gotcha.
Thank you for being ready for us, sir, Jim. Old buddy.
Jim and I kind of got together and realized that he was one I needed to copy too. So anything I send to you guys, I send to him too.
Great.
It's open information anyway. So.
So they're on. She's on pace to hit the 175 then.
You know, I didn't figure that, but I would guess she's going to be close.
Okay. So she's requesting.
She actually requested the 175.862.40. If you see that over in the right hand column, see that's the request. That's what she made.
Because she's doing is adding back the person.
No, actually, there were some. She had some notes in it. I don't have those with me, but she'd actually figured in a couple of races. And since she made the first request, there's been, Jim, she's done two races since then. It's in here. Let me tell you.
I think fundamentally, I got to bring this question up because I'm hearing this a bunch.
Okay.
I think we need as a commission to decide if we're going to allow raises or no allow raises this coming year. I think that we've got a lot of people saying, I want to give a little raise here, a little raise there. Unfortunately for those listening, I don't think we should be figuring any raises and actually do a freeze. And that would help Rick, I would think, some Rick, if everyone knew going into it, there's no raises. So the budget, the hours should just be the same as last year.
Hey, Jim, what I would like to do on that is if we seen, and I don't know how we accomplish this mission, but if it's mid-year, that if we see that things are on an improvement scale, that there be a possibility of such thing happening at that time, but not until, and I'm in agreement with you.
Well, I think that
we're trying to figure out where we can cut to even make the budget work.
Well, to leave that door open, but not to give too much flexibility to all the department heads,
right,
is we freeze it, and if we want to make a decision to pull money out of GCR to issue a raise, we can do it at that point, but going into it, we don't give that flexibility, because if we give the flexibility, it will be taken.
You can. I also have a little tab in there, the changes 09 shows all the pay rate changes that occurred, and they have to recognize that anytime somebody was hired in, it'll show a pay rate change, because that's the only way it works. But you can actually see the changes that were made, and I think that Donna has made two since September. I'm not sure.
Well, I heard she had.
Since this September?
Yeah, that's.
Lurley went from 9 to 10, which that's her part-timer. And
didn't Cindy, what's Cindy got, Hemingway?
I'm looking at that because I thought that too. Keep up with all that.
Have to call you back here in a bit.
Sorry.
Thanks.
So Cindy went up a dollar?
Cindy went up a dollar. I think that's the only way only way for her to be able to do that. I know we're picking on Donna, but the only way for that to happen is she'd have to lay off a part-timer to keep the payroll the same. But anyway, I really think we need as a commission say we're not going to give any flexibility in payroll and there's no pay raises.
Jim, the danger in that, I mean, here is the real dilemma with that, okay? Statutorily, when you put money into their budget, they can spend it. And so if something happens and they, you know, they have somebody that retires, they hire in somebody else, they hire them in probably at a lot lower rate, they've got money in their payroll there that they can spend.
We can't control that.
Statutory. I think, though, if you get all those on board and say, hey, look, this is where we're at, we don't want to, I mean, even, I would say don't replace anybody for 2 weeks. And if they're too cautious to say, no, we don't want to say we'll do that, say, look, we can come together as a group and talk about that, whether we really need to have that and at least get the group's feeling. I mean, you can't actually hold them to it, but I would think that they would at least feel comfortable if they could come to a group.
What I'm hearing Danny and Jim say, and I it's not a fun thing to have to decide, but as far as our budget, each employee would be posted on this year's budget at what they're making today. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
mean, if an elected official wants to lay somebody off and take that money and give raises, I can't create fix that. But I'm just saying, we just need to roll over.
Look, people's laying off, and every county and every city and everybody else is having the same problem. So we just leave it the same as it is now. And like I said, I know, Jim, what you're saying about the flexibility of and you people taking advantage of a mid-year raise. Of, like if we said, if things look better in July, is it July? It'd be June or July versus July.
At any time we can do that.
Okay. And again, let me, I'm going to, right now Donna is at a disadvantage because she's got that one person laid off. Sheila, on the other hand, would be at an advantage because she's got somebody hired in this part-time. So you need to make decisions at least on those two, what kind of a total you want to give me, because I can't, I mean, if I go in and do what you said, put everybody at the level they're at right now, Donna's at a disadvantage, Sheila's at an advantage. Maybe there's some other ones, those are just two that I'm well aware of.
Well, right, let me just tell you, personally, I would, if Donna was here, I'd say that I feel like she manipulated the system this year. She laid off a part-timer so she can give two people a pay raise and stay within budget. Now she says, oh, I need that person next year. Yeah. That's what I feel like. And so if we want her, if we don't give her the money, she says she can't do the election properly. Yeah.
Jim, I feel the very same way you do. And I would say it, we've said it, Ron said it when he was here. He was very critical of Donna. But he, on that same issue, so I would have to agree with you. I think that is exactly what happened. Now, we're trying to put us in a position to where we have to try to figure out if we're going to allow, and like he said, we have an additional person in Sheila's office.
You need to give me numbers for those, whichever way you want to do it.
Sheila doesn't need them anymore?
Sheila told me the other day, I talked to her, and I said, Sheila, do you plan on working, I think it's Ms. Cummings, I'm not sure, anyway, the part-timer she has in there, and she said no. And she said, I said, what, how much? And she said, no more than 1,000 hours. We want to keep her under 1,000 hours. She doesn't want to work any more than that. And she's a great employee for her because she knows the system when she comes
in. But she won't need it next year either?
Well, she will probably need her this time of year next year, or at least need her part-time for vacations, whatever.
Well, I would just leave Sheila the way it is then right now.
But she won't use it if she doesn't need it. But what about an email from you or us, caller, heads saying this is what we're planning on doing. Do you have any?
Well, I can send out what we've got. And as far as payroll, I've got them in there as they are right now. And I
with no raises.
With no raises. But like I said, again, realize that I've done that by formula, and I don't know, you know, I don't know how many hours to figure in for the part-timer Sheila has. I can go ask her and say what she wants me to figure in.
And what about Karen? Do you?
I don't have anything figured in for her because she's not on the rolls right now. I'm figuring it by formula. I just take who's in there.
We need to know if there's any other situations similar to this out there.
So I can email that out and say, look, this looks like payroll. Please advise me if there's.
I don't want to lose this puts us in a very strange position. I don't want to show any favoritism between Donna, Sheila, or whoever the other office holder is. But we have a situation that we had to address last year that we wanted Jim. Jim was hired on for 24 hours to be take minutes for the county commission, and was designated so in the hiring, the process, the employee process. There was 24 hours to be made up somewhere, and that's not the right term to use, but it was 24 hours that needed to be there, and we needed Jim to be paid for that 24 hours to take our minutes and get everything straightened up, as we all remember the minute mess that we had. So I don't know, you can keep the numbers the same, but I don't know how what you're telling us is you want the exact payroll number that goes to that office. That's what you're telling.
Well, a lot of them I know that exact number because they don't have any part-timers. Okay? In mm-hmm. fact, most of them I do. But to begin with, once in a while, I may not know every part-timer in the county, but there are some offices that have part-timers that I don't know how many hours they've been budgeted, okay? How many hours are planned on being used? And those are the ones that I would need more information with, Dan.
Well, I think to be fair across the board that we do, you know, the part-timers, however we decide to do that, we do it just, we cut road and bridges last year. Didn't they just hire on four where they usually have about eight part-timers or something like that? But don't they have about just four? And I think two of those are hired on permanent.
They had some people.
I don't know. We've added. You can see the changes that have been made since September right there, guys, if you look at it. They're the very bottom.
Okay, let's get Rick some direction here. Okay, we make sure that we accomplish something today here.
No more.
Karen, are we going to give Karen... I think we need to allow Karen, or I shouldn't say Karen, that part-timer for Donna to come back for the election year.
For the election year.
So part-time, okay?
I'm in agreement.
Whatever
part-time that person is, I don't want to put a name on it.
I don't want to put a name either. I think we budget Sheila's the same way.
Well,
that same part-time person for next year.
Rick, find out what it is. And
right.
I'm going to visit with both of them and see what they tell
me. And then... And budget, no one get raises, and you're going to send an email out to say, headcount's going to stay the way it is. Is that what we're kind of...
Okay, but what about the part-timers that run out?
Then we run out.
You need to be in a position where when we lose somebody, if we can do without them, if we lose somebody by attrition, we can do without them, we need to. Yeah. Danny, that's what we
I do know that Road and Bridge are going to have maybe one or two that are going to, I believe... these sites maybe get two that's going to be...
I will suggest that they would really like for them to evaluate if they lose someone, evaluate if they could do without those for a while or even for the rest of the year.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think we've got to work extremely hard on trying to keep...
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Other thing I'd like to talk to you about, I think that you can help me with, is in equipment. There's several people that have requested equipment, and we do have an equipment line. Some of those elected officials can give me, say, hey, I need this, this, this. That's fine. But if they say, I just budgeted them because I think I might need something, okay, I'm going to try to move those back down to zero if at all possible. And we will have a contingency line. We've got an equipment line that they can use.
I think that's best. If they don't have a specific line item of what they're requesting, so they can specifically talk to us, it needs to go zero on their budget, and we have an equipment budget anyway.
I'm with you.
That's fine.
Can you address Donna's request on the supplies line?
We need to look at that one. That's in 103.
She wants to adjust her supplies to $60,000 compared to what?
$35,768.
She said it's still 29 less than the 08 budget. Is that correct?
Yep.
Why is that?
How much is she wanting again?
She's wanting a total of 60.
Okay, in 08 she actually spent $71,537.45. Now, I have to go back and look. Was there any...
But that's what she's saying. She says she wants that back in there.
And she came and asked me to make this request, and I said, I'm not requesting any increases. And I said, you have to do it yourself.
Okay. I'd like to have Donna come back in and when she can. Is she going to be back in a day or two?
She's back from that conference on Wednesday, I believe.
Okay. And explain that to us. Because she's only spent $11,000 this year.
Well, it's a matter of how many elections she has.
I understand that.
You know, okay.
Do you feel like 60's right, Rick? You've watched it.
Well,
if you think it's okay, I'll go for it.
I can tell you it's probably not far off. I don't know how frugal she is. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you what we spent before. It's realistic. Because she very likely have four elections. Is that right, Jim? Help me out. Four elections next year?
She'll have four.
The first two, most of the time, we get reimbursement.
April, August, November.
But the August and November elections, we don't get a lot of reimbursements for those unless there's something on those ballots. Because
yeah, that special in February.
They're big ones.
We have a February special, but we also have some aldermen, too.
And in April, too.
But, Jim,
those... We should get reimbursable, really. We shouldn't be out of pocket hardly any at all. The real expense is August and November because we don't get reimbursements on those.
And she's comparing this to 2006, and she wants the 61. Is that where I'm getting out of this?
Right. Last year, 2008,
it's 71. We're going to have to. We have to recess.
Recess. Okay. We got to run to Branson.
I'll do the email. And then I'll email you guys any changes I see. I'll talk with...
What are you doing here? Aren't you going to cover Pearl Harbor?